that was Samson Ra, and this is Kirsten sitting in at WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just came in from the cold, so my mouth is a little bit numb, and it is a little bit difficult to pronounce everything correctly. I also kind of slid in here right at 2 o'clock, and although I am subbing for another DJ, I somehow put in my own show, which is something about the women, and we'll look up who I am actually subbing for. So this show was inspired by Sun Ra, so we'll be hearing some more of Sun Ra as we go through. And yes, it is kind of chilly out there. It's gotten a little bit warmer. I think it's now about 20. I'm one of those people. I'm a child of the 60s and the 70s, and so I am used to conserving energy, and I keep my house fairly cold. So it is about 66 degrees, and I found myself piling on more and more clothes today. But it just goes to show you, I actually wasn't cold in my house. I was kind of nice and toasty, but I did have a lot of clothes on. So I hope you're staying warm out there, and I will continue with this program and let you know at the next break who I am sitting in for. A lot of the students are out of town for the holiday season, and so that allows those of us who are community members to come in and do a couple extra hours, which is really, really appreciated. We love coming in here on our own shows, but it is kind of nice to pop into the station and do a little extra time. So I will continue with Lauryn Hill.
When it hurts so bad,
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 why does it feel so good?
When it hurts so bad, when it hurts so bad,
when it hurts so bad,
when it hurts so bad,
when it hurts so bad,
when it hurts so bad,
why does it feel so good?
When it hurts so bad.
But I
bad when it hurts so bad.
Clef Croswell. My man, Little Bass.
Whether de facto or de jure, comprende the people versus you ain't a sensei. Teaching that style of wordplay, weaker than Wednesday. Regardless of what your friends say, they're all dissible, stricken from the record and deemed inadmissible. While this long arm of the law grabs a mic to shoot dope lines first and ask questions later. The death sentences of this live litigator to close the case tighter than the jaws of a gator. Stenographer, the steady login, the jargon that your counselors are barking in hopes of a plea bargain. But when you read back verbatim what they're saying to persuade them, you realize exactly how I play them. I come with the truth, whole truth, and nothing but, cause the truth hurts just as much as with live will. I prove skill with refills from now until plagiarizing them seeds get their flows distilled.
Baby, I won't die without you by my side, as long as you return into these arms.
I won't die if you leave me high. I won't die if you calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running games,
say my name, say my name.
You acting kinda shady, ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day I would call, you would say baby how's your day, but today it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I am assuming things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie, getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name?
I know you say that I am assuming things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
'cause I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you? If somebody's there, then tell me who.
Say my name, say my name.
Say my name.
Okay, well, that's it. We started out with Lauryn Hill, When It Hurts So Bad. That was from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, here from Tufts University, talking about the miseducation. Following that was The Fugees, Killing Me Softly, with his song. I was going to say that's an updated version of a older song. However, that version is from 1996, so that's not all that updated anymore, is it? After that, Handsome Boy Modeling School, The Truth, from How's Your Girlie? I really like that song. I've played that before on other shows. And then Destiny's Child, Say My Name, from The Writings on the Wall. And then we ended that set with Sun Ra, We Travel the Spaceways. And that was very spacey, wasn't it? In the background here, I have Squirrel Nut Zipper being very festive with their sleigh ride. So I was thinking some more about the cold weather, and I realized as I looked at the outfit that I have on today that a lot of my... So I didn't mention earlier that I originally come from California, and so adjusting to the cold weather, even though I've been here for 30 years, is still taking me time. And so a lot of my warm clothing are gifts from people who love me and care for me. So I have a hat that John had given me with the ear flaps and the fuzz inside, and I have a really warm winter coat that my friend Naomi gave me, which I've used a lot the past couple days. And I have on some long silk and long underwear and a scarf that my mother gave me. And so I think about how much I love these people when I put on my warm clothing. And then I thought, well, it's a little after the fact, but warm clothing is such a great holiday gift, isn't it? Because it is something that you look at and then you think, oh, this person gave me this. How wonderful and how much I enjoy it. So, I know I'm going on and on about the cold weather, but it is beautiful. It's that kind of snow, and then you have a cold day, and it sounds all crunchy when you walk through it. It's not slushy. So we could have some more snow. I would be good with that. I am going to continue with some Nina Simone. I'm going to turn off Squirrel Nut Zippers. We might hear a little bit more of them, and then hear some Nina Simone, and then follow up with another Nina Simone song from Catherine Whelan, who sang with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. So it's all kind of coming together.
I knew how you put your feet what? 18, don't stop, don't stop. 18, what? 18, what? 18, what? 18, don't stop, don't stop.
I don't know where we come.
Body tight for the summer. Get it big for the winter. Real player niggas need something they can lay on. Got shit on my mind, I need something to spend my day on. And I love her like my niggas, my niggas, my niggas. She ain't about my fucks, my fucks, my fucks. And I care about these hoes, cause she the one I chose. Got the keys to the Benz, I don't even drive my shit no more.
For shows, my baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for high-tone places. Liberace is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile is something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby precious kiss for me. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care. Who knows it? My baby just
the Squirrel Nut Zippers. So what did I do in that set? I started out with Nina Simone, I Wish I Knew How It Would Be to Be Free from Studio Rio. Following that was Usher, Bump, Hard at Love. Usher also is on a Nina Simone song tribute compilation, so I somehow didn't play that song but played another song by them. After that was Catherine Waylon, My Baby Just Cares For Me from Jazz Squad. That is another Nina Simone song. She also sang with Squirrel Nut Zippers, Catherine Waylon did. And so I finished that set with Winter Weather from Christmas Caravan. We have some winter weather out there. And so then I was thinking as I was listening to music here, how I had just talked about how warm clothing is a good type of gift for the holidays. And then I realized, or you could take a step further and make somebody something warm. So I have a friend, BJ, out there who has inspired me recently. She picked up a crochet hook and started crocheting hats. And she posts these beautiful hats that she creates. And her wife and her son have been modeling them. And I look at Meg and I look at Wilder in these hats and I think, wow, that is love. They're wearing these beautiful hats that she created. So I've started making these fingerless gloves. And if anybody wants a pair of fingerless gloves, you can find me on Facebook and tell me you want a pair of fingerless gloves and I'll make them for you. It's just my name, Kirsten Chervinsky, K-I-R-S-T-E-N. The last name is C-H-E-R-V-I-N-S-K-Y. And you can just message me and ask me for a pair of fingerless mittens and I will make them for you because I really enjoy making them. So I am ending up in the final 13 minutes of my show. And I will play a little PSA. It's my favorite PSA to play because it has to do with dog adoption. We'll go in some more music. I am hoping to get in a song by Ian Fitzgerald performing tonight at Atwood's. I'm hoping to make it there. So let's see what all happens. But we'll start with the PSA and take it from there.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
The rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 hyper happy, overjoyed. Please, will all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as you're throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them sworn. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own too. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of latest verse. Divine and my mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me to the rhythm. Of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressed. blessing. I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another plus one more. All four have a job to do, we doing it, respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E, and I'm first cause I'm a L-A-D-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner, laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I tax the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference, keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter and verse, the title of this recital is Ladies First.
Finishing up my set here, I've got Sun Ra in the background. He was really the inspiration behind this show. I really love his music. This is Piano Interlude, so I'm sorry for talking over it. Before that was Super Blonde from Supersonic Jazz, and then before that, Queen Latifah with Money Love, Ladies First. And so there are a bunch of things going on locally that have to do, a bunch of things going on locally at Atwoods. In fact, tonight the Quahogs are playing with Ian Fitzgerald. I will finish my set with a song from Ian Fitzgerald so that if you like what you hear, then you can go out and listen to them tonight. Abby Barrett is going to be there New Year's Eve. I'm planning on being there. And then the next day is Sam Reed and the Riot Act, followed by the usual Monday bluegrass crowd. So I think I'm just going to bring my sleeping bag and spend a lot of time at Atwood's. But tonight it will be the Quahogs and Ian Fitzgerald. So when Sun Ra finishes here, we'll finish with some Ian Fitzgerald and hope to see you all there. Well, it looks like I have to restart the song. Sorry about that. And here we really will get going with them.
China DJ said that look on her face, you can see it from several rooms over. Her sense of decorum had succumbed to her boredom. She traded favors like a bankrupt pawnbroker. Left to its devices, trouble she had invited, it made itself feel right at home. In our